This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Coming up on today's Federal Newscast, a permanent Undersecretary of Defense for Policy remains elusive. OPM prepares to launch its HR career growth website. And DISA's new five-year plan will consolidate support for the warfighter. Those stories and more in today's Federal Newscast. It's Friday, May 3rd, 2024. Welcome to today's episode of the Federal Newscast. I'm Peter Masurlian. Lieutenant General Bob Skinner adds another piece to the DISA modernization puzzle. Federal News Network's Jason Miller tells us more.
The Defense Information Systems Agency's new five-year strategic plan is more about emphasizing and highlighting its current roadmap than making any new or dramatic changes. In the 2025 to 2029 strategic plan, DISA details four strategic imperatives, six operational imperatives, and eight goals. DISA says it remains focused on several department-wide and enterprise-level tools, such as by 2030, delivering a common IT environment, developing a DoD enterprise cloud environment, and integrating identity, credential, and access management and zero-trust capabilities. Jason Miller, Federal News Network.
The IRS plans to keep adding more employees, but it also needs more money to keep them. Federal News Network's Jory Heckman reports.
The IRS is looking to grow its workforce by about 14% between now and 2029, tapping into some of the $60 billion it got to modernize under the Inflation Reduction Act. But the agency is asking Congress to bump that funding up to $104 billion that it would have to spend through the next decade. IRS Commissioner Danny Werfel says if those funds run out, the agency won't be able to sustain its growing workforce.
Either you don't replace people that retire, you furlough, and at last resort, you RIF, but those are the realities that could happen if we hit a cliff.
Jory Heckman, Federal News Network.
The Office of Personnel Management is rethinking the job skills needed for more than 40,000 human resources employees. Federal News Network's Drew Friedman has more.
Across all agencies, OPM has created new competency models for HR positions. Those models cover all HR management work, as well as more specialized skills. It's part of a broader effort to address strategic human capital management while emphasizing skills-based hiring. Many of the newly defined skills, like decision-making and teamwork, emphasize hands-on qualifications. Drew Friedman, Federal News Network.
The Defense Innovation Unit is looking for new ways to track down cyber adversaries who might already be inside DoD networks. DIU is shopping for what it calls a hunt kit. Federal News Network's Anastasia Obis has the details.
The hunt kit must be able to function without any internet connection. It also can't rely on any additional resources from a partner's on-premise infrastructure. The hunt kit must be able to fit in a carry-on bag, and it has to meet weight and dimension limitations of international commercial flights. The vendor has to complete a prototype hunt kit for government testing within 4 months of receiving an other transaction award. Responses are due by June 14th. Anastasia Obis, Federal News Network.
The IRS is letting some of its employees keep working remotely until the start of 2025. IRS planned to end its remote work pilot program in June, but now it'll keep the program running until January to continue gathering more feedback and data. The IRS will not add more employees to the pilot program, but employees already in can choose to opt out. A Treasury Department assessment found jobs advertising remote work led to the most hires and that retention and engagement scores remained stable. The IRS is already meeting the Biden administration's requirement to have federal employees working in the office about 50% of the time. Vendors providing technology products to the government now have a better sense of who and how much of their product agencies are buying through the Schedules program. The General Services Administration expanded the Demand Data program to vendors who provide technology products like laptops or software licenses. GSA says through Demand Data, contractors can customize their price list to those items that customers are more likely to buy. GSA launched the demand data effort in January 2023 for the general supplies and services schedule and found a relatively small number of products generated 50% of overall sales. The federal HR workforce may soon see more support from the Office of Personnel Management. OPM is making plans to launch an HR Career Growth website this fall. The online platform will be a way for federal HR practitioners to access information and interact as a community. In the meantime, OPM is currently piloting an HR career pathing model at 9 agencies. The end goal is to encourage better retention of HR employees and help them grow in their careers. Sasha Baker, the acting Undersecretary of Defense for Policy, officially stepped down from her post last week. She's been serving in that role since 2023, when Colin Call left the position. Amanda Dory, the director of the Africa Center for Strategic Studies at the National Defense University, will temporarily step into Baker's role. Last year, President Joe Biden nominated Derek Chollet to be the Pentagon's policy chief and renominated him earlier this year because the nomination has been stalled in the Senate. Find these stories and more at federalnewsnetwork.com. For the Federal Newscast of Friday, May 3rd, 2024, I'm Peter Masurlian.